Listen, when it comes to catastrophic events, we have seen our share in the last 5-10 years. We have not come to a global crisis, a global impact. Yet there is in biblical prophecy, prophetic revelation, a number of these events that are just on the horizon. One of those is the abyss. If you've been involved with the series, we are now on part 6. Can you track where the abyss is located? Can we somehow have an early warning signal? What can we say to the rest of humanity? Prophetic revelation is given that God may warn the world, may warn the individual. Heads up, prepare. As he did concerning the flood. As he gave a heads up concerning the arrival of the Messiah of God in human flesh. God's revelation in Scripture gives insight of the rise of the Babylonians and their fall, the rise of Medo-Persia and their fall, the rise of Alexander the Great and his fall, the rise of the Roman Empire and its demise. This is one of the things in a fallen world where we know the presence of evil, the presence of radical evil. I mean, we only have the shark fin. We've only seen the fins flowing through the surface of the deep. Humanity has not yet seen the full frontal force of radical evil. I mean, individuals have experienced possession. Individuals know the lethal nature of demonic acquisition of mind, of emotions, of will, human will. We can see behind the Nazi regime, the demonic ideology that turned into the politics and the law and the military and the deception. The occult ideology became such a deception, a distortion. It led to the destruction of millions. You can follow the finite spirits if you want to. But I'm going to follow the Spirit of God, the infinite Spirit of God, who has given accurate information about the history of man, about the interactions between God and man, about the redemptive nature of God, the real nature of God. Now listen, you can follow occult extremes if you want, but listen, in this part 6 of the abyss, I'm going to ask the question, can we track this dark agenda? Are we only left with psychics and remote viewers for our insight into the spiritual realm and into the future? Millions upon millions, even those that listen to Coast or watch television programs on a daily basis, can listen to the readers of the dead, ghost hunters, paranormal experts and researchers, and even become increasingly aware of the possibility of extra-dimensional or extraterrestrial life. Occult writers, under the inspiration of finite spirits, are basically silent when it comes to the information on the abyss. Can I ask you a question? I want to ask you a question that really may cause you to sit back and consider, do you really think the dark spirits will shed light on what the Spirit of God has said? Do you really think that dark spirits will guide individuals who've opened up to this presence, this influence? Do you think that they will shed light on prophetic revelation, on the events that God says He will do? What will be done? On the biblical revelation? Or like always, will they seek to water it down, give disinformation, and preoccupy us with false and alternative spiritual streams? Do you know what spiritual stream you're flowing in? The origins where it's going to take you, how fast the current, how deep the water. Can we track the abyss? Can we track the abyss and engage the king of the abyss or warn the world of the opening of these ancient doors? How in the world do you track the secret power of lawlessness? Look at it revealed in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, secret power of a lawlessness, a secret power so extremely secretive. Listen, a secret can be right out in the open as long as it's masked. That's part of the methodology of the dark side. Since the dark powers are real and beyond human perception and technology, we mere humans are at a disadvantage. Oh, you can go back to the writings in Sumer. You can read about the cosmic war and the information of all the texts that even Joseph Farrell and others write about. You can go back and take a look at what Sitchin says about the Anunnaki. You can look into all of the occult or dark spirits' revelations, their views of history, their views of reality. But again, you're going to find disinformation as we find it in Genesis 3. Disinformation about God, disinformation about the human condition and what humans are in need of. Are they in need of being plucked away from the infinite God only to embrace a fallen cherub that promises elitist secretive knowledge that would lead humanity to an evolution of human consciousness, a transformation to deity? The promise that the finite can reach infinity has never been performed, never been fulfilled. Death and destruction has come. And as my friend Bob Rosio said in his book, Hitler and the New Age, deception, listen to me, deception always leads to destruction. What is the spiritual stream you swim in? The spiritual circle you dance in? Why are those who've been guided by the spirits, the finite spirits, silent? Basically silent on the issue of the abyss. Do you think the dark spirits would ever reveal to them the truth of who they are, what they're all about, and what they're going to do? Many past and even current dark practitioners are experienced in and with the actual power and presence of these dark extra-dimensional entities. But do they know what's really behind the mask? Millions are having supernatural experiences and embracing an alternative spirituality that seems to hold them in a state of spiritual suspended animation, preoccupation. Something that occurred there in Genesis chapter 3. Take a read. Doesn't make any difference if you're a New Age or a coast to coaster. Doesn't make any difference if you're just simply a mystic, a studier of ancient texts, a Wiccan. And particularly Satanists and real Luciferians. Oh, hey, even the Druids, the Masons and others, listen. The adepts of esoteric knowledge. Question again is, what do you have? What are you fascinated with? It seems as though as the presence of the fallen cherub came to humanity, there was not only this incredible sabotage of truth, this incredible disinformation that was given, this incredible lie of a promise of finitehood reaching deity, but a presence that brought fascination, that not only brought a kind of engagement intellectually, but engagement emotionally. Oh, on a spiritual level, yes. Millions of New Agers are engaged spiritually. But again, what rivers are you swimming in? And what circles are you dancing in? What's the source? What do you have? Where will it lead? Again, we're talking about tracking the dark side, tracking the secret power of lawlessness. Tracking, if we could, where the abyss is. If you found it, could you knock on the door, the gate? Can you perceive it? Listen, millions are distracted and preoccupied with spirits and the other side. The danger is they don't know that these fallen finite spirits are the ones that sought them out and set them up. Tracking it. Tracking those in the abyss. Let me say again. And looking at the abyss and the biblical revelation concerning it, God gives an infinite insight. Listen, gives the insight. I mean, there's nothing that passes by the infinite God as far as knowledge and secrets and things hidden. The Word of God tells us in the Psalms, where can I go from your spirit? To the heights, to the depths, wherever you might go. God knows, God's there, God sees. And for those living in the darkness, preparing for their day, God says, Hebrews chapter 4, that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. When God has given insight on the existence of the abyss, the activities within the abyss, the beings that are within, the reality, that authority, that rights would be given, however you look at that, authority is given, the doors are opened. And when those doors are opened, if you've ever heard the phrase, you will understand what it really means. At that moment, all hell is let loose. And it's global, as we've said. Question is, if the military knew this as a factor, would there be a preemptive strike? Would there be something done to stop what no nuclear weapon will ever do? The breaking of the veil, well, it's believed among occult circles that it's going to happen. But not like they think. Not like you Satanists and Luciferians think. Because when the doorway is open, that which you've been playing with for so many years, that which you've been, you know, engaged with for years, that which you've been dancing with and, listen, been deceived by and preoccupied with, is going to turn on you. You're going to be betrayed, New Ager. You're going to be betrayed, Coast to Coaster. You're going to be betrayed as you embrace the alternative spirituality, and you're not understanding the source, where it comes from and where it's going. You're in deep waters. Who's going to show you the truth of this darkness? I would hate to have to run through a room where it's pitch dark. How many tables would I run into? What lamp would I knock over? What plate glass window would I go through? But to have a flashlight, a light to shine and show what's really there, that is the work of the Spirit of God, the infinite Spirit of God. Do you know him? Does he dwell in you? God, the Holy Spirit, does he dwell in your life? You cannot, in occult circles, just talk about God, the Holy Spirit. The question is whether or not you know him and what he's all about and what he does. Like an infinite flashlight, he shines the light on what's really there. And that's what's being revealed in Revelation chapter 9. If you're interested in spiritual things, supernatural things, if you're wondering whether there is going to be catastrophe in the world around us, if you're a 2012er thinking in terms of Mayan prophecies and the possibility of catastrophe coming, let me tell you something. You can continue to wade in the waters of conspiracy, of possibilities, or by the infinite Spirit of God, have light shed and shining on actuality, what will really be. And the light of God has shined and brought revelation to us concerning this place called the abyss. More than just a bottomless pit, more than just a place of ancient texts talking about the place, the underworld. It's clear in biblical revelation. No demon will give you this. No New Age translucent spirit will give you this. Only the Spirit of God will tell you what is truly in there and what will occur. How are you going to track it? Are we going to call up Ed Dames, the remote viewer, and have teams begin to try to remote view where and what? I mean, after all, Ed Dames claims that he remote viewed Satan. You know what I believe? I believe in his attempts. It wasn't Ed Dames remote viewing Satan. It was probably Satan remote or directly looking at Ed Dames. Does a finite man think that they are wiser, broader, higher than a fallen cherub who's been around for millennia? Whose powers are vast. Edgar Casey can't do it. Sylvia Brown can't do it. Old Gene Dixon couldn't do it. Listen, you can go to the writers like Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and Spangler and Vaughn Ward and many others. They felt the guidance. They were directed. They were moved upon. But not by the Spirit of God. Not by the infinite Spirit of God. They were guided by finite spirits whose very nature, listen, it's the infinite Spirit of God that is given prophecy again and again and again. And in every single case, it has always been fulfilled. It's not obscure. It's not a quatrain. It's not a possibility, but a clarity. A virgin would be with child. Emmanuel would be born, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Mighty God, Suffering Servant at the cross, the death and the resurrection. Come on, if you're really interested in what is spiritual, then understand that there are spirits, finite, fallen ones that come and guide and speak and lead and direct. Their nature is clear. Their inconsistencies are evident. They will never lead you to the heart and face of God. They will never lead you to connect with the revelation of God. They will never lead you to take a look at the real Christ of Isaiah chapter 6 or of John chapter 3 or of Revelation chapter 19. They will not inspire you to pick up the Word of God and read it as the living words of God that's animated with the very presence of God. No, they will not do that. They will instead seek, as Satan himself has done, to take the Word of God and twist and distort and even use it against you. Like in that book, The Course of Miracles. Like in that book, A New Earth. Hey, Eckhart Tolle, heads up. It's not the Spirit of God that has guided you. Listen, spiritually, the blind could be leading the blind. If you don't know God, if you don't know the presence of the infinite Spirit of God, then what spirit do you have? And if you are blinded by those dark spirits and you are communicating all that those dark spirits have led you in and guided you with, then you are the spiritually blind leading the spiritually blind down a lethal and very dangerous corridor. Do you have the seal of God? Can you perceive? God promises and seeks and calls to each and every one of us. It is a global call. It is pas anthropos to all humanity, a summons by God to come and return, a door wide open. Christ at the cross, let me ask you a question. What did he do and why did he do it? I mean, let the scripture speak for itself. Don't strip Christ of his nature, of his deity, of his saviorhood, of his work. There is a shed blood that was not given for himself, but for you, the listener. Doesn't make any difference if you're on the Isle of Hawaii or out there in Honolulu, there in Beijing or Japan or down in Singapore. Doesn't make any difference where you're at. All over Australia, Canada, United States, England, Finland, Netherlands, Germany, Israel, Johannesburg. It is by the providence of God that you're now hearing a message from someone who's compelled by the love of God to simply say that God is real, knowable, wants you, loves you, knows all about you. And there is a screaming out in this hour for you to break free of the finite dark spirits of deceptive alternative spirituality, a spirituality that has within it subterfuge and sabotage. Like Judas engaged with a presence he couldn't even fathom, he too betrayed the real Christ. After it was all done, he too, like so many others, were left in the dust, empty. In his personal rejection of the living real Christ, he opened the door for Satan's entrance. Though being around the living Savior, he was more interested in greed, lies, sinister conspiracy, and wealth. Can you imagine the elitists with their billions feeling as though they are gaining the whole world? They have no concept of the losing of their own soul. In the article on the last newsletter, I go on to say these words: to understand the lethal nature of the demonic, all you have to do is study a little. Study Revelation 9. Study Revelation 16. Take a look at the supernatural dark powers. Look at what they will do. Yes, that's right. What they will do. I mean, you can go backwards and see what they have done. You can look in contemporary society. You can sit with me in a room while I'm engaged with an individual possessed by one of these entities that only under the light of the infinite Spirit of God are they shown for what they really are: unclean. Deadly, lethal. Oh, how they hate God. Oh, how they seek to use humanity. You see, if you're going to really try to track the dark side, you're going to need a flashlight. It's bigger than the dark side itself. If you're going to really begin to research occult streams and look into esoteric knowledge and go way back to ancient texts and dig up and find the places of the ancient gods and goddesses, small g, if you're going to be like Graham Hancock and McKenna and even Pinchbrook and others, many others who might even engage the world of certain drugs that are used to open up to spiritual experiences, higher consciousness, and voices that begin to speak into your head. Do you really know who they are? A finite dark spirit cannot and will not tell the sheer pure truth. A masquerade party has been going on since the fall of the human race. A party so vast, a party so big, that most haven't come to realize that the mask they may engage is not the same as what's behind the mask. Why do I speak? Because of the compelling love of God, because of the compelling presence and power of the Spirit of God, because of the Spirit of Christ, I'm sure that many of you can feel and sense that. I'm sure that many of you can sense the fact that God calls you to come home. The military is never going to be able to crack into the abyss, and I guarantee you that Ed Dames cannot see with accuracy. But I can guarantee you that God the Holy Spirit, the infinite eternal Spirit of God, has given us revelation. God reveals, listen, when it comes to the dark side, including the presence of these dark ancient beings that are waiting inside the abyss, whether they're gearing up, putting on their armor, whatever it is they're doing, if you read Revelation 9, you're going to get an education of by the Spirit of God that flows from a stream that comes not just out of heaven. The infinite being of God. God reveals their origin. God reveals their nature. God reveals their works. God reveals their agenda. God reveals their presence. And if you study Revelation chapter 9, you're going to see that their presence involves eventually the destruction of one third of the human race. Oh, there are so many that cannot wrap their head around that. There are so many that can say, well, you know what we can do? We'll sit back with a psychic convergence, a spiritual convergence, an evolution of our consciousness, and we'll do all that we can to harmonize, meditate, send out positive energy to stop this from happening. That's going to be like a flea trying to arm wrestle an elephant. The dark presence that distracts and uses humanity is the same that's dwelling in the abyss. In the end of the matter, God says in Revelation 9, listen, God says, they've been kept ready for this very, listen, I'm quoting, had been kept ready, you can read it yourself, they have been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year. They were released to kill a third of mankind. Heads up. Heads up. The alarm's sounding very clearly, not just the biblical revelation of the ramping up of dark spirits, the coming great chaos that will be an open door for the occult New Age Luciferian New World Order. Yeah, the Nazis, the Black Flamers, they know this. The Phoenix Rising. They understand. They're in league. They're in league. Don't you understand? There are those that truly are in league with the devil. In a real encounter with police officers all around, a man that had slaughtered two young girls in ritual format, seeking powers for himself, a chosen one, out of control, leg chained, handcuffed, on the floor, fighting the officers and fighting me. In a demonic and guttural voiceover, laying on the ground, he jerked up, his body rigid, and I'll never forget this, the sound of that voice. "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." At that moment, I rebuked the presence of the dark spirits in the name of the living Christ. And they were crushed. You see, my friends, even the demons know who the real Christ is. New Agers and others, pantheists and others who have just simply made a little Jesus that you can handle, that you can size up, that you can claim that you're going to be like. Well, are you? That fake occult Jesus is not the real Christ. And he will not help you in the end. Only the living Christ, whom the demons stand and shudder at the mere mention of his name. If you don't understand the lethal nature of the dark side, it involves eventually a deception so broad, so wide, so deep, that it will lend itself to the catastrophic destruction of one third of the human race. And it's not over then. The doors that you open, it is our fault. Don't you understand? It is our fault that we answered, rejected the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the very living Creator God who made us and fashioned us. We never did gain a thing. We lost it all. But God has broken in. God has revealed. It's up to you right now whether you want to believe the infinite Spirit of God in the revelation of Scripture as is, in the revelation of Christ at the cross, the death, the shedding of blood, the burial, the resurrection, the blasting apart of the finality of death, the offer of indestructible immortality, the friendship of God, the love of God coming in, the absolute guilt and washing away of all the wrong you have ever committed, and the giving of a new life and a new power, and the coming of the indwelling of the Spirit of God, who is the seal, the mark of God. Jesus said it, study it for yourself. John's Gospel, chapter 7, among all the religious individuals, among a great religious festival, Jesus stood up and you know what he said? "I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of their inmost being," your inmost being, "would flow rivers of living water." Look what he says in the context. He was referring clearly, just like it says, to the Spirit of God. Either you have the Spirit of God in you or you don't. The book of Romans chapter 8 says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. The promise is that you come, you repent, you turn to Christ, you receive the work, the person, and the work of Christ, who loved you. Don't you remember what he said at the cross? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. If you're still holding off, what are you holding on to? What's the source of it? How deep will it take you? Will the undercurrent carry you away? Will you lose your soul? The dark, finite spirits, they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to warn you. They're going to do everything they can to keep the pure, cutting-edge truth. What God the Holy Spirit has revealed. You want to talk about remote viewing? Nobody can do it like God the Holy Spirit, who sees all things, past, present, and future, all at the same moment. The infinite ability of God sees it all. You can't do it. In the end of the article in the last newsletter, I go on to say these words. The insights of Revelation 9 and 16 are future events, and God, who is infinite, has given us a heads up. The abyss, the coming Antichrist, and the beneath the surface of human perception, secret power of satanic works are among us. We are headed for the most horrific destruction of the humankind in global history. They mocked and laughed before the flood as they rejected God, embraced the demons, and even helped create Nephilim. They danced with the demons. They swam in occult streams. And they lost it all. Don't you want to see the face of God? Don't you want to feel the embrace of God? Don't you want to come out of the deception, the distraction, the misinformation? Two methods of the dark side. One, kind of like in politics. Do all that you can. Do all that you can to tarnish or smear, distort the person and attributes of God. Get people to get angry at God, mad at God, angry at God, blaming God. The demons know then you're halfway there. The other half is to then offer you an alternative. An alternative that speaks to your sin nature, to yourself. You can be a god. You can gain secret knowledge. Oh, really? Have you met anyone who has? Not Albert Pike. Not Albert Pike. No, I'm telling you again. And out of the love of God, out of the Spirit of God dwelling in me, out of the living Christ who I know that I've walked with for all these years, I plead with you, who by the providence of God are listening at this moment. You've dipped your feet in dark waters. You've suppressed the guilt that comes from sin. You have nothing to aid you. Take all the psychic pills you want. Engage all the conspiracies you wish. Continue to think, always feeling that it's all coming down to an end. to a catastrophic end. It's in the air, you know it. Oh, all the year, everybody's, they all feel that we're on the edge of all hell breaking loose. Can it all be tracked? God, the Holy Spirit, has given insight, given light, shed on reality. The Spirit of God reveals the reality of the character of God, the nature of God, the agenda of God, and also reveals the nature of the dark side. The Spirit of God's main purpose, you know what it is? Can I tell you? It's not a secret. The Spirit of God's main purpose is to point to the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, and reveal Him to you. Because God is knocking at the door of your heart and wants to come in. The Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. Christ will come into your heart and life. God will come in. Don't you want God? Don't you want to know that you know that you know that you know that the Spirit of God who would come to dwell within you would correspond with the biblical revelation that He Himself inspired, preserved, and brings to us? The abyss. It's out there. The beings that dwell within, they are really there. The doorway, gateway, dimensional rift, whatever you want to call it. The Spirit of God, Revelation 9 says, it will be opened. The whole world will know. As the sun goes dark and the sky is darkened. And from that side, only what millions have feared. Fear that dwells in the dark, that dwells in scary places, will now cross over into our realm, come down upon the earth. They come bent on sheer destruction, torture, bringing pain and agony and the psychological wish for death. Only those who have the seal of God are sovereignly, totally, absolutely protected. Only those who have the seal of God, the Spirit of God dwelling within, it is the evidence that you have received the living Christ and believed upon Him. For all that the prophets said, all that the apostles, all that the Spirit of God has revealed, as the doubter Thomas finally fell to his knees and cried out, "My Lord and my God, is it about time for you to do the same? Don't lose your very life, your very soul." God's grace and mercy to you. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. My prayers, before this is ever released, is that by the infinite Spirit of the living God, it may get to, in an incredible way, in a providential, in only the ways that God can do it, it will get to you. Do you know the living Christ? Are you ready?